This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Excuse me, I'm Paul Macon from the local radio station.
Nice to meet you.
I was told Wonder Woman's in town.
She is.
You've lobbed.
I am Wonder Woman, and my husband is
Wonder Man.
No, he's actually John Williamson, the singer.
Where?
He's over here. Would you like to say hello to him too?
You serious?
I am serious.
You're
yes.
John Williamson's wife.
I am.
And you are also.
I'm Wonder Woman. Yes.
Wonder Woman.
Because he hasn't done as many bashes as I have, and so, yeah, I once I was Wonder Woman, I couldn't stop being anything else. So he has to be himself, and I'm Wonder Woman. Why don't you come over there and we can say you can say hello to him yourself?
That'd be absolutely wonderful.
You see, he's a great supporter of variety. He's keeping up the show.
But you know, you'd never recognise him.
No, well,
he's got a hat on. He's got dark glasses,
that's right.
A beer in his hand, and you'd never know that's John Williamson.
And he's done lots of little just tiny impromptu songs for kids around in those little schools out at stations, and it's just been really, you know, emotional. Some of these stations that, you know, we visited, just there's half a dozen kids there, and they know his songs and they sit down, and it's just been, you know, they just mesmerised. It's been great.
You know what would be great for him to turn up and say, look, let me do a John Williamson song, and people go, do you know what? You're so much like John Williamson.
He's had that a few times.
He had that a couple of times?
And he'll say, oh, you look a lot like John Williamson.
That's fantastic. Well, can I interrupt him?
Come over.
Okay. Excuse me. Paul Macon from the radio station up here, mate. Can I just... John, it's just lovely to see you. I met your wife, Wonder Woman.
Yes.
And she said you were over here. And I said, well, is it a Wonder Man? And she said, is he ever?
Oh, there you go. Well, I'm not going to argue with that, mate. Yeah. We've just turned up in Port Douglas and everybody's very happy because we've all made it. And one on a tilt truck, but, you know, a few little mishaps, which you're bound to get with 100 cars, and they're all 100 old cars, you know, so, but we're all very chirpy now, because we all made it, and we're all good mates, and we've raised a lot of money for kids, and we've seen some beautiful kids out in the bush, in little isolated schools, and station, out in a station, and roadhouses where they have schools close to that, so it's been a... As far as I'm concerned, Meg and I have had our best bash. There wasn't too. We came all through without any problems, which is not always the truth. We didn't end up replacing anything.
John, you love variety. What's your reasonings behind supporting this kids charity?
Well, it's very upfront. You can actually see where the money's going. We don't actually give money to anybody. They apply for things like, you know, I think our favourite one is the Liberty Swing, which is a swing that... provides a lot of fun for kids in wheelchairs, and it's about 30 grand, at least 30 grand to get that to a school. But you know, they all get, you know, at least, you know, $5,000-$7,000 worth of sporting gear, or, and there's all the sponsors that sponsor the cars have stuff for them as well. So but it's, you know, the bashers always tell you it's the smiles on the kids' faces that keeps you going. But on top of that, it's you know, we're all lovers of old cars too, you know. We're trying to get the young ones interested as well, so we need to keep it going. So anyone out there that wants, young fellas want to get an old car going, what's it, 86 or something? Is
89.
89, yeah. Is the youngest.
389.
Youngest you can have. So we got a WB Holden Ute. Anyway, so we're all here patting each other on the back for making it once again. Some of them have done 30, some are up to 30, aren't they, bashers, since the original. My darling Meg's done 19, I've done 11. So, and we'll do Meg's 20th next year for sure.
Wow, how did you two meet?
Oh, that's an interesting question. We actually got to know each other on the bash. Yeah, I was through John's first children's picture book, Christmas in Australia, which I was responsible for publishing with Scholastic Australia. We ended up on the bash together as a part of the Scholastic team, and got to know each other then. That was back in 98.
Well, John, I reckon you spotted her and said, now there's a good sort.
Oh, certainly did, yes. But it took 10 years for us to get together. Oh. We're ideal for this. Meg's a, you know, an adventurous sort of a girl, and it's perfect for us.
You know, this would also be perfect. You'd duck to water with getting out in the country, because all your songs, all your music, your wonderful, wonderful body of work is to do with the real Australia.
Well, that's why I was brought up on a gravel road virtually, so it's good to get back out onto it. You know, we've got a place above the Gold Coast and in the city, so we don't get out in the dirt much, so it is fun to get where the car will slide a bit. But I really think it's the mateship is the strong bond thing that happens here, because you have to be good people to be that love the kids and all that. Any idiot soon gets squeezed out.
They're all good people. But yeah, no, wonderful. Did you get a chance to get your guitar out during the trip?
Yes. I did it at a station. There was one of the officials told them I was turning up, so they were waiting for me. First thing I saw when I came through the farm gate was a little girl said, "I'm my dad's sidey." So she knows the song Sidey, which is all about the relationship between a dad and a daughter on a farm, you know, with no sons probably. And she straight up said, I'm my dad's sidey, so I had to sing that.
She can drive a tractor or curse a useless dog, shear a sheep, strain a fence or cut a 9-foot log. She was meant to be a boy, it didn't go to plan, but her father loves his sidey, his right hand.
And the glee in their eyes was, you know, all the bashers hung around just to see the look in their eyes, you know.
You know, the song I love of yours, and we play it on the radio station quite often, is Raining on the Rock.
Okay.
That, to me, does it for me. I get, you know, goosebumps the whole lot hearing you singing that song. And with your mate.
Warren, yeah. Warren. Well, I think the reason it works, I really believe that's our spiritual centre of the country, the Rock. It's right in the middle. And there is a something that draws us to it, you know, because my belief is I believe in nature and the power of nature and the beauty of this country, and that's what we've got to look after. That's our future, looking after what this country was before any of us were here, and that rock is a great symbol of that.
You know, I've been around in the media for, I think 54 years now. I'm coming up to 54
well done.
Years.
Congratulations.
Yeah, but thank you. But I've never met you before. I've met a lot of our performers, and it's such a treat. When you said he was over there, I went, my goodness, I've never met John Williamson.
There
and I'm just so proud to meet you. I love your music. I love your body of work. And
thank you.
Just keep on singing about the true Australia, because we lost Slim. Slim was another one who sang about the real Australia. You sing about the real Australia. So please keep doing it.
Thank you. Well, we've just got Meg would say we met over the illustrated book of Christmas in Australia, which was originally called Christmas Photo. And the next one is My Dad Snores, which is on another album of mine. But on the way here, I just, seeing kids and what they're into, I thought I can write a song about a crow. Crows like to eat things that are dead, you know, and I can make a song out of that, because kids are into that, you know, especially book kids. They only eat things that are dead, and if it's a flattened cat on the road, all the better.
So we're expecting a song in the future about a crow.
Yeah, it's just called I'm a Crow.
I'm a Crow. Well, we'll look forward to that. John Williamson, thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure, and all the best to you.
And your wife, Wonder Woman, thank you so
thank
much
you. Thank
for
you
introducing me to...
My pleasure.
Well, a true legend. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for coming down and supporting us too.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations, and thanks for playing Australian songs.
That's the red to break me.